Welcome to Harvest Time. My name is Chris Harper, and our host on this program is Pastor Gary Walton, the lead pastor of Harvest Baptist Church. Every week, we spend these 25 minutes together telling you the stories of our church by interviewing our members and other friends of the ministry. We'd like to invite you to join us at Harvest Baptist Church this week. We have two services on Sunday, the first at 8:45 a.m., the second at 10:45 a.m. We have Spanish translation during the 8:45 a.m. service, Japanese and Korean translation during the 10:45 a.m. service, and that's also when we live stream at hbcguam.org, hbcguam.org. This week, we're beginning a new series in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. It'll be a four-week series. Let's begin today's Harvest Time by welcoming Pastor Gary Walton. Hi, Pastor.
Hey, half a day, Chris. It's good to be back with you. And we're looking forward to this Sunday kicking off just a four-week study in two chapters in the book of 2 Corinthians. Chapters 8 and 9 are talking about the early church across Macedonia and their sacrificial giving on behalf of the church in Jerusalem. And it just gives us a lot of principles about what God has called us to as a church and the generosity of our lives, how we help each other, even how churches help each other. And we're actually beginning, our church, Harvest Baptist Church, has just voted to begin a little building project to add some fellowship space on the front side of our worship center, our auditorium. And over the next month, we actually are going to be talking about investing in ministry and what it looks like as we sacrifice together for the needs of God's people. And so we're going to just talk through the scriptures and what it has to say about the generosity of God's people and the joyfulness with which we have the privilege to give. We're just going to walk through the scriptures on those topics. And I think it's going to be, you know, helpful. And we invite you to come. If you don't have a church home, and you know that you just want to be someplace where the Bible's being taught, that's what we're trying to do at Harvest. And that's what we'll do during these weeks. We're just going to walk through the scriptures and teach them, hopefully practically and helpfully, and hear what God has to say about our lives. So we'd invite you to come and join us. Well, I'm really glad to have with us two very special people to us here at Harvest, Pastor Helmer Lang and his wife Belinda. Have been friends of Harvest and really part of our family for so many years. So I want to welcome you back to Harvest Ministries, but particularly back to Harvest Time. Welcome to you guys.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
We are just finishing up. In fact, as you're listening to this, we'll have just completed our missions conference at Harvest, where we have the privilege of thinking about and considering again God's call on the church for the main purpose of what we're called to do and the mission that we're called to do for missions. And then connected with that, we have this conference, or we call it a retreat, for our Harvest Baptist Bible College students called the Freshwater Retreat, where the missionaries that have been here for our conference then are serving and teaching and communicating with our students. And so as you are listening to this this weekend, we're just coming off that week, and Pastor Lang and Mrs. Lang have been here for those conferences, and we want to make sure that we got them on radio and get a chance to talk with you again. Pastor Lang, you have been serving at as a pastor of Maduro Baptist Church for a number of years now. How many years have you been pastor there?
We went back there in 94. We started to work in that ministry. It is Maduro Independent Baptist Church, but I was ordained to be the pastor in 2002. So
I know that we just celebrated, as part of our missions conference, 30 years of your ministry there since 1994. And we'll back up and talk about that in a minute, but we're so thankful for both of you for your faithfulness there and the ways that God has used you in that ministry. You are both HBBI, so Harvest Baptist Bible Institute graduates. In fact, Pastor Lang, you were in the first graduating class back in 1992, I think.
Yes,
is that right?
That's correct.
Well, I want to hear about that. In fact, maybe we'll get some stories about your time as Bible college students. But let me back up before that and ask you both about your spiritual story, about how you came to know Jesus and how God worked in your life. And Pastor, maybe you could start. You grew up in the Marshall Islands, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the island called Arno. And then after high school, I went to Palau, a trade school, for about 2.5 years. And then, and that's where I got saved, through a mission work by a pastor, missionary, Carl Lyman. And he's the one who led me to the Lord. And then gave me the opportunity, opened the opportunity for me to come with several young men that were already been at HBBI. Well, those were the initial stages of starting the Bible Institute. So there were five of us.
In that first class. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you were in Palau, going to trade school, you thought you'd finish school, have a trade, go back to Marshall's and have a job. What is it that drew you to the, you know, to the message of the Bible and to the gospel?
Well, we have this fellowship that, you know, that Pastor Lyman, you know, we would come to the school and take us for fellowship Friday nights, Sundays, services. And it was through this, the gathering, the fellowship, that I was drawn to. But you must understand, when I left the Marshalls, you know, I had, you know, I grew up in a Protestant church, and I did not want to be tied to that. I, as a young man, I want to go out and enjoy life, what the world has offered, and basically to try to live in sin is really what I was pursuing, going to Palau. But then the roommates that God hooked me up with were going into the fellowship. You know, they would come every Sunday and Friday nights, and they said, let's go to church. And, you know, as an islander, go to church is a good thing. So I went, and the Lord spoke to my heart, and I gave my life to the Lord. So that's how it started.
What changed for you then? I mean, you'd grown up religious, you know, Protestant. Right. What did you feel like you were missing, and what did you know now that really caused you to change?
Well, for me, I understand the Bible because we go to Sunday school. We understand all of that.
Right.
But he spoke directly. That I can't remember that message, but it's about, you know, where will you spend your eternity? Because there are only two options. And I understood the Bible says either heaven or hell. And that that particular morning, the Holy Spirit just kind of got a hold on my heart. Do you truly want to go to hell? Because it could be, and he mentioned the fact that it could be any moment. And so that got my attention. I said, Lord, I want to give my life to you, you know.
Amen. It's pretty amazing to think about how a whole direction of your life can change just in a moment, you know, in a moment. And, you know, you're heading one direction, God stepped in, you can tell there was no coincidences in who your roommates were and where they were going, and God changed your whole life.
Yeah. That decision really surprised me because I wanted to go the different direction. Even to this day, I am surprised with that decision.
But. Yeah, what God has done. That's great. Yeah. Belinda, what about you? Tell me about growing up and your spiritual story.
My spiritual story? I grew up in a like religious home. My dad was a preacher for the Protestant church on the Outer Island. So when I was 15, I was sent to Palau for a boarding school for girls. And so, I, you know, Every day you go to church, you hear the gospel, and I thought I was perfect. I was good. I don't need Christ. But then in that high school for the girls, like they will bring in a preacher to talk to us. So one time they invited, I don't remember his name, but he came and he was preaching. And then at the end of the office preaching, he said, "Don't think that you're a preacher daughter or you're on your way to heaven." And that really hits me because I thought, oh, I'm okay because I go to church every day. So that's when I realized that I, even though I grew up in a Christian home and I go to church, I still was on my way to hell because I don't have Christ in my heart. So that's when I knew that I need Jesus. I gave my heart to him.
Amen. Now, you guys didn't know each other in Palau, right? You were there a few years after.
Yeah. That was high school. But
high school.
He was in the
college. Okay. Okay. Yeah. And then, Belinda, how did you end up coming to Harvest?
That's a funny story, too. Because my dad came for my high school graduation. But during after I got saved, I gave my heart to Christ. One of the teachers said, "You have to write a journal." And so I wrote in my journal, I said, I want to serve him. So, but then I forgot all about it. And my dad came for my graduation. So when he came, it just started. And it was, they were on news, on the news, Pacific Daily News. And he saw it and he recognized a girl. And so.
You mean Harvest just started?
Harvest, but the college.
The college.
So maybe like a year after.
So he saw it in the paper, PDN, that the Harvest Baptist Bible Institute had started. Oh, I hadn't heard this. Wow.
Yeah, and so we came together, and he asked me to stay. And I said, "No, I need to go home. I miss my mom so much." And so I left, and then he came and said, "You are going to this school?" I said, "No, I don't want to." Because I wanted to go to Pohnpei, because we took a test. So I kind of passed it, and they said they will provide everything.
Wow.
Like a ticket.
Yeah.
And so he told me, "No, you are going there." But then I recalled my journal, and I said, "You know, I asked the Lord to use me, but now I want to go to a public college." So the Lord kind of used my dad to show me where to go.
Yeah.
So
I hadn't heard that before. Wow, that's great. Your dad hadn't heard of the Bible college before then?
No.
Wow.
But he saw it on the newspaper.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Pastor Helmer, what about you? How did you end up coming to HBBI?
Well, Pastor left there to leave, I think, a year or two before I came here. And he had already talked with the other guys and directed them here. And he said, "If you want to go to Guam, to this Bible Institute, I can connect you with them." And I said, "Okay, let me think about it," because I also had wanted to come. I was about to finish, wanted to come to the University of Guam, you know, the next step up. And but the Lord worked in my heart and said, "You need to go to this school." So, and so I told him that I want to come here. And so he worked with Pastor John Lewis to have me come to this school. So.
Yeah, and I mentioned this earlier. Pastor Helmer was in the first graduating class, 1992, which is really fantastic. And did you know when you came here whether you hadn't really sensed that you were called to preach? You just wanted to study the Bible, or did you think you might?
Interestingly, I even growing up, I knew that I just here and there kind of, the Lord kind of impressed on my heart that I would be a preacher, and I tried to deny that. I was not saved, but, you know, the Bible says God has called us from our mother's womb, and there was a sense in me that I knew I was going to be a preacher. And even when I made my decision to come here, I said, really, Lord, I don't want to be a preacher. You know, I got saved, but I really don't want to be. But, you know, just the Lord worked through it all for me to come here.
Yeah.
And so.
But Linda, you said you didn't really want to come at first. So how long did it take you once you got here to feel like, oh, this is good. I'm at a right place.
Maybe the second year that I was here, that's when I took the application to fill out, I just write it so just to please my dad.
Sure.
And so I came here, and then when I got saved, I didn't get baptized. Mm-hmm. So when I came here, that's when I got baptized. And so the second year, I felt that the Lord. And I know that the Lord will use me.
Yeah. What was the hardest thing about coming to the Bible college for you? What was the biggest adjustment for you of being here at Harvest?
To live with girls that you came from, like, different background.
Yeah, yeah.
And communicate with people in, like, English.
Mm-hmm.
So still, I think that's the hardest.
Yeah, still true today. Mm. I mean, it's true of any college, but I think particularly you end up in a room. Ultimately, it's awesome, but originally it's hard because you get people from different cultures, different islands, different languages rooming together. Eventually, it's one of the things that I love about HPBI and HPBC is that family does form here. Mm-hmm. It genuinely is your Harvest family that you graduate together with. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always start out that way. There's some adjustments. You left here, Pastor Lang. Well, actually, I wanted to ask you guys, God brought you together, and as you started to think about marriage together, did you know, Belinda, let me ask you this specifically. Did you know already that your future husband might be going to Majuro? And what did you think about that? Or maybe you didn't even know that yet.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Well, he was like a friend. Like, we didn't really date, but then he called me one time and he said he has the pastor and everybody that he wanted to take me out. So we started dating.
Yeah.
And his proposal was like, will you marry me? But like, do you want to come to the Marshall with me?
It was together.
Yeah.
It was the same. And you said yes. And
I said, if my dad said agree, then we know it's of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
But if he doesn't, then we'll just say goodbye. And
wow, very good. Yeah. And all these years later, God has brought you together and given you this ministry together in Majuro. Yeah. And you have two children. Both now are graduates of HPBC.
That's right.
Brittany and Elmer, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. We've been so privileged to have them here. It's really cool to have second generation students that would come through now and graduate from here. Pastor, tell me a little bit about the ministry in Majuro. God's really done a good work there over the years.
Yeah, so we went there first as radio workers, and that's where we started. And then I started with the youth. And so the work there right now is a combination of the church, the school. We have a school. And it's good to have this ministry.
It's Majuro Baptist Church Academy
the school is Majuro Baptist Christian Academy.
Majuro Baptist Christian Academy. Okay. And quite a few students, 300 students
there. That's correct.
Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we were looking at pictures, just recent pictures of students that have graduated and come back and work in our ministry and part of our ministry. And for the school, we have 12. There's 12 of us,
wow,
including the two. And then the F of them, it's 22.
So and 22 total staff?
Yeah.
Okay, and 12 of them are HBBC
yes.
graduates? That's
yeah.
great.
And the rest are from the church. And so.
Yeah. As you see the next generation of the church in the islands, maybe particularly in the Marshalls, what would be some of your burdens?
There is 30 other atolls and 3 islands, and I like to see, my burden is that all these islands have a ministry to reach out to. And, you know, as is now, you know, the fields are wide onto harvest, but the laborers are few, even with the needs of young men, young ladies to go out, reach out into the communities out there. So that is my burden. I like to see that each island will have a pastor or some leader that can be able to reach out.
I'm burdened for that too. Mm-hmm. We share that mm-hmm. burden with you that the gospel will grow in each one of these mm-hmm. places. There'll
yes.
be a place where they can hear about Jesus and know him. Time goes so fast. We're actually running out of time here, but maybe I can ask you one more thing. One of the things we're very passionate about here at Harvest is discipleship. We think the Bible's called us to this, and it's been the fruit of our ministry now for a number of years. Could I ask you both, who in your life has been a primary mentor for you that's influenced you spiritually? Could you tell us who that is? And then what is the, you know, if you could say one thing about them that is the reason why they were such a significant influence on you?
Well, for me, I can identify 3 people. The one that led me to the Lord, that the second one that built on that foundation. So one that led me to the Lord is Pastor Carl Leiben. And one that built on that foundation is Pastor John Lewis. Mm-hmm. And then the one that direct me and anchored me down in the work, the ministry, is Pastor Stanley Klein. Mm. So 3 missionary pastors, 2 of them missionary pastors that have really, God has used to, hook me into the ministry. And
anything that you would say in common with the 3 of them that you saw in their lives that was so impactful?
They did so much for me, but I guess is their love for the Lord. Love for the Lord, you know, you come to the islands, you sacrifice a lot, being an American from the States. They were here. They were out here. God's perfect time. They were willing to do it because of their love for the Lord.
Amen.
That's all I can say.
Amen. I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. If our love for the Lord would be seen by others and that they would love him too.
Yes.
That's a great testimony. Belinda, what about you?
For me, again, like you said, there are some people that I could really think of them right now, but I would say my husband, because he's the only friend that I have. Being away from like home.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Where I don't have anybody, and I get discouraged sometimes. I want to quit and give up. But he's always there to pray for me and encourage me to go.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Belinda. That's a blessing to me. And I'm thankful for God's wisdom in putting you two together. and allowing you to faithfully serve Him. We are thankful for your ministry. You're an encouragement to us. As you're here before our students, we want our students to see and know your faithfulness to God and how God has blessed that over the years. And we're so thankful for that. Thank you for being faithful to Him. Thank you for being faithful to each other and loving God's church and loving His word. We're blessed by that.
And thank you for listening to Harvest Time. At this point in the program, we always want to invite you again to services at Harvest Baptist Church. There's a service at 8:45 a.m. and one at 10:45 a.m. every Sunday morning. We have Spanish translation at the 8:45 a.m. service, Japanese and Korean translation for the 10:45 a.m. service. That service you can hear live here on 88.1 FM and khmg.org. We really hope to see you this Sunday. Thanks again for listening to Harvest Time.